A judge has ruled that the BC government must provide a mining company's tax records to federal Crown lawyers as part of a prosecution of alleged environmental violations stemming from a coal mine operation in the Elk Valley. In July 2024, Teck Coal Limited was charged with 5 counts of Federal Fisheries Act violations at the Lime Creek operations for allegedly depositing a deleterious substance, namely coal mine waste rock leachate, into water frequented by fish. The alleged violations occurred on or between January 1, 2018, to September 30, 2023. At the heart of the legal challenge was the interpretation of the province's Mineral Tax Act and whether the violations under the Federal Fisheries Act constitute a criminal offense or a strict liability offense. Under the Mineral Tax Act, any confidential tax information must not be provided to anyone unless it relates to criminal proceedings or tax enforcement. Following an analysis, Judge Mandy Klein ruled that the proceedings are a criminal prosecution and that the exemptions identified under the Mineral Tax Act do not apply, during an appearance in Invermere Provincial Court on August 25. Judge Klein noted that federal prosecutors are seeking Teck Coal Limited's tax information from 2013 to 2023 to provide evidence on gross revenue and operating costs, as well as to shed light on whether or not water treatment measures were financially feasible. Further, Judge Klein noted that prosecutors argued there are reasonable grounds that information contained within those records could provide evidence of Teck's due diligence or lack thereof to mitigate discharges of deleterious substances into Elk Valley waterways. In response, the province argued those tax records are privileged and confidentially protected by law under BC's Mineral Tax Act and that the charges being prosecuted are strict liability offenses within the framework of the Federal Fisheries Act instead of criminal offenses as identified in the Criminal Code. Teck Coal Limited has previously faced the same regulatory violations. In 2021, the company paid a massive $60 million fine, the highest ever fine levied under the Fisheries Act, after pleaded guilty to 2 counts of the same regulatory violations for coal mine waste rock leachate getting into the upper Fording River from the Green Hills and Fording River mine operations. Teck Coal Limited is also in the middle of appealing a $16.5 million in 3 separate administrative penalties that was issued in January 2023. The largest of those 3 fines, at $15.4 million, was levied because a water treatment facility at the Fording River mine was not operational by the end of 2018, as required by provincial government regulations. That water treatment facility became operational by March 2022. At the time, the company blamed the gap on developing a fix for a water treatment challenge, as well as construction delays caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, Teck Coal Limited was spun off into Elk Valley Resources and sold to Glencore in 2024 after receiving federal regulatory approval.